a woman was given a birthday present by each of her three sons, and the woman was blind, and the one son got her a house, the other son got her a driver with a car, or a car with a driver to drive her around, and a driver with a car, and the other one gave her a parrot to keep her company because she was lonely. And they came to her a few weeks later and said, "So, Mom, what was the favorite gift that you got?" She said, "Well, I really like having a driver who can drive me around, and I really like the new house. But, man, that chicken dinner was fantastic." Another little boy was at school, and there was a Catholic school, and they had a little sign next to the apples that said, "Please take only one apple. Remember, God is watching you." Well, later down the table, there was a plate of cookies. So he made his own sign that said, "Take as many cookies as you want because God is watching the apples." Thankfully, God is watching all of us and is with us always and is everywhere at once. God communicates to us in a number of ways. And the primary way that God communicates with each and every one of us is through Scripture. And so over these next 7 weeks, we're going to be talking about Scripture and the importance of Scripture. And this is the series, 40 Days in the Word. And we're going to talk about why we can trust Scripture, what the purpose of Scripture is, how to read it, how to understand it, and most importantly, how to apply it to our lives. Because if we don't apply Scripture, it's no more than a novel or something that we read just for fun. Now, one of the ways that you can get involved over these next 40 days is to get involved into a small group. And we have four different groups that are meeting, and the groups are meeting on Monday nights in La Crosse, they're meeting on Wednesday night in Hayes, Thursday night in Hayes, and then Saturday morning here in Hayes. And so if you have not signed up for a small group, I would encourage you to do that before you leave here today. There should be some sign-up sheets in the back, or if not, right on the back of a communication card, which group you'd like to go to. Because this is a way that we can get involved and stay together, and you're going to learn over the 6 weeks that you meet. There's going to be a different way to study and learn Scripture in each week that you're going to go through. And that workbook that you have will go through a different thing for you to do each day for 40 days, and we'll all be doing it together, though some of you will start on Monday and some of you will start on Wednesday or Thursday or whatever. But the point of all of this is that we can grow together as a congregation and grow together learning Scripture and memorizing Scripture and studying Scripture together. There's also on our website a link to the 40 Days in the Word website, and that has a daily devotion for you to look at each day of the 40 days. Now, if you can't be in a small group but would like to go through the 40 days on your own, let me know and I can get you a workbook, because you can go through that. You won't see the videos that go along with it, but you'll be able to follow through on that. Now, if you want to turn in your outline that came in your bulletin, your first fill in the blank is, what's the point of this series? And the point is that we will love Scripture, we will learn Scripture, and we will live Scripture. We want to come together as a congregation to recognize the importance that Scripture plays in our life. The next 6 weeks, we're going to talk about the inspiration of Scripture. Why can I trust the Bible? Part three is the foundation. What's the purpose of the Bible? Part four is illumination. How can I see what God wants me to see in Scripture? Part five will be, how do I know what it means? Part six is, how do I integrate God's Word into my life? And part seven is the application. How can I use God's Word effectively? Now, this series is part of a series that was originally done by Rick Warren, and so the outlines have come from him, and so the all of the materials that we're using have come from Saddleback Church, and they're all connected to one another so that we can have this experience together. Now, when you think of a foundation, what do you think of? Concrete, solid rock. Got a great illustration of a foundation here today during a children's message. Okay, now if you have a shaky foundation or sand as a foundation, obviously that's not going to hold up over time. We want to build our lives and our lives on a firm foundation, and that firm foundation is the rock. Now Jesus told a parable between the man that builds his house on the rock and the man that builds his house on the sand. And I want us to read part of that in Matthew chapter 7, and it's on your outline. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine, this is Jesus speaking, and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the wind blew and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell, and it great was its fall. We need to build our house, we need to build our life on the foundation that is Jesus Christ. And we learn about Jesus, and we learn about eternal life that is provided to all of us who believe. We learn that through studying Scripture. And so we need to build our foundation on God's Word. We need to build our foundation on God's Word. Some people will tell you that you need to have financial security. Some people tell you you just need to be happy all the time. Others say you have to build it on relationships and make sure that you have good people in your life, or a good husband or a good wife or good kids or whatever. But all of that stuff will fade away, but the Word of God will stand strong throughout eternity. Not saying that those things are bad, but those are just things of the world that will fall away. Our love for Christ and the foundation of His Word will stand the test of time. Now maybe that sounds logical, that we need something better than just money or friendship to stand on. But the question then has become, how do we do that? How do we build our life on the foundation of Christ? And that's what we're going to talk about today. How do I build my life on the foundation of Christ, on the foundation of the Word of God? We've been given five senses, and you need to apply all of your senses when studying God's Word to build on the rock. Turn with me in your Bibles to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, beginning in verse 19. My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. The word of God is what has the power to save. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom, and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. Blessed is the man who does the word of God, who reads the word of God and does what it says. The first way that you can build your life on the rock and the foundation of God's word is to receive it with your ears. I must receive it with my ears. Romans 10 says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. Faith comes from hearing the message of the gospel. And the gospel message that we know and that we preach here is found in Scripture. It's not something that we just made up one day and said, oh, this sounds like a good gospel message. The gospel is found in Christ and found based on this principles found in God's word. But in order for the blessings to come that are promised in Scripture, we have to be prepared to receive Scripture. And in James 1:21 it says, to humbly accept the word. And the Greek there means to accept an offer deliberately and readily. To accept an offer deliberately and readily. So we have to be deliberate in seeking out Scripture. We have to be deliberate in wanting to receive the message of Scripture. It's not something that we can just glance over. It's something that we have to dedicate ourselves to. I'm going to receive the Word of God today when we open this book. So the first way we build our lives on Scripture is to receive it with our ears. The second way that we receive Scripture, or that we build our life on Scripture, is to read it with our eyes. The man that we read about in James 1 looks at a mirror and forgets his reflection. Now that seems ludicrous to me when you read that. How can you forget what you look like? But often with Scripture, sometimes we will look at it on Sunday morning or we'll read it maybe in Sunday school, but then maybe we don't look at it again the rest of the week. Maybe we never turn to it in our times of crisis. Maybe we never turn to it in our times of joy. And so we just glance at it and we forget it over time. And then when life comes at us and the storm comes, we wonder why we're flailing around like fish out of water. And the question is, where have we been with our time with God in the Word? Where's our foundation? If we're not in the Word more than just what we read here for the 20 or 30 minutes on Sunday morning, where are we putting our foundation? We're putting in our foundation in things that are shaky. When we reflect on God's Word, that it becomes a mirror for our life. And we're not merely to glance at Scripture. You know the difference between glancing and gazing. We want to gaze at Scripture. We want to spend time with Scripture. Because when we gaze at Scripture and we learn these words that God has given to us, we then are able to align our lives with God's plan. We're able to examine what God has said and compare it to what we are doing. Because without God's word, we wouldn't know if we were on the right path or not. Because how will we know God's will for our life? You get asked that a lot as a pastor. I don't know what God's will is for our life, my life. And the first question that I usually come back with is, have you been spending time in God's word, and have you been spending time in prayer? I guess that's two questions. And if the answer is yes, a lot of times they're not the ones asking me the question about what do I do with my life. Because if we're spending time in God's word and we're communicating with him daily, then we're going to be more in tune and more aligned with God's will for our life in general. So we read it with our eyes. The third way that we build our life on Scripture is I research it with my hands and mouth. Now there's a difference between reading and studying. A big difference between reading and studying. There's a time for both when it comes to God's word, I believe. There's a time that we need to read God's word and try to get the big picture. And there's also times when we need to really study it. And when we study something, we need to write about it and we need to talk about it. Those are two components in studying something. And that's why on these small groups, you're going to have time to talk about and discuss God's word. And you're going to have a workbook to write about God's word and to go through these studies together. And over the next 40 days, through this study, you're going to learn how to study God's word for yourself. Because, guys, we can't rely on other people for our spiritual fate, if you will. Because our fate is found through Jesus, through the Word of God. And if you're just taking someone else's word for it, how do you know that they're teaching you correctly? How do you know that they're teaching you from God's Word unless you go to God's Word and study for yourselves? Acts 17 says this, "And the people of Berea were more open-minded than those in Thessalonica, and they eagerly listened to Paul's message. They searched the Scriptures day after day to see if Paul and Silas were teaching the truth. As a result, many Jews believed, as did many of the prominent Greek women and men." Many people believed, and they believed not only because of the teaching, but they believed because they were searching God's Word. They were in the Word comparing what does God's Word say versus what am I being taught. We need to search Scripture, and we need to make sure that the things that you're hearing from me, from other teachers that come up here and preach, and from people in the world that are claiming to have a message from God, it is your responsibility to make sure that they're teaching correctly. It's not on anyone else for your spiritual growth and your spiritual maturity. It's on you, between you and God. And you have to have that foundation in the Word. The fourth way that you build your life on Scripture is to I review and remember it with my mind. Joshua gives this is given this command in Joshua 1:8. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. So what are we supposed to do with the book of instruction? We're supposed to study it. And how often are we supposed to study the book? Continually. We need to continually study God's Word and continually be in God's Word. And that's going to look different for each person. I don't believe that everyone has to get up and for 30 minutes every morning have a quiet time where you're reading and praying, and that not saying that that's a bad thing. But if you're like me, I'm not a morning person. And can I hear for the more non-morning people? You know, if I had my way, we'd have church at 12:30 or something, you know? We'd sleep in a little bit. But it's everybody is different, and we were all wired differently. And so we need to find what works for each one of us, finding that time where we're spending time with God. The fifth way that we build our life on the rock of God's Word is I respond with my actions. Respond with my actions. James 1 says, listen to this from the New Reader's Version. Don't just listen to the word. You fool yourselves if you do that. You must do what it says. To build our lives on Scripture and to build our lives on God's Word is the only thing that makes sense. And in order to do that, we have to receive God's Word. We have to read God's Word. We have to research God's Word. We have to remember God's Word. But if we don't respond with obedience about what we've learned and what we've studied and what we've read, then it's all for naught. You know, some people are starting college here pretty soon. And I was thinking back to my college days, which isn't as far back as some of you have to think. But I was thinking about some of my classes, and I remember sitting in class, and I'm thinking, what is the point of this class? When am I ever going to need this in life? You've all had those classes, right? Okay. And you just wonder, and I'm not going to name any classes because I don't want to offend anyone. But you think about it, like, wow, when am I going to use this? With God's Word, the point is clear. There's a reason that we study God's Word. There is a purpose behind it. And that is so that we can live life to the fullest. And in order to live our lives to the fullest and to find salvation in Jesus Christ, we need to base our actions, our words, and our attitudes on Jesus as revealed to us through God's Word, through the Holy Scriptures. Over these next 40 days, we are going to learn how to do that, and we're going to talk about different ways that we can build our lives on the foundation of God's Word. Next week, we're going to tackle the issue of, can I trust the Bible? Can I trust the Bible? Would you pray with me as we close for today? God, I thank you for the gift of Scripture. I thank you, Father, for providing this guide for us. I pray, God, that we will see the importance of Scripture and that we will see that our lives really need to be built on the foundation of God's Word. I ask, God, that you would be with us over these next 40 days and help us to do things to make this a priority, to help us to learn your Word, God, because it does have a purpose. It does have a plan for us, God, and you have that plan, and you've revealed that global plan to us through your Word. May we all be eager students of your Word. God, may you bless each person here today, and may you just shine your light down upon us as we study and as we learn and as we fall in love with Scripture. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Kevin Daniels at Hayes Christian Church. Hayes Christian Church is a non-denominational fellowship in Hayes, Kansas. We are supported by the generosity of our members, attenders, and friends. The financial support we raise goes to projects which further spread the gospel to those who do not yet know Jesus, to local, national, and international missions, and they help to keep these podcasts free. If you'd like to share a monetary gift with us, please visit our webpage at hayeschristianchurch.org and click on the donate button. Or you may mail your gift to P.O. Box 1111, Hayes, Kansas 67601. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information, we would love to hear from you. Simply go to our webpage and click on the Contact Us form. Thank you for your generosity, and may God bless you as you seek to follow Him.